I don't like the attitude of, hey, this is what they're doing in Amsterdam, this is what they're doing in other European cities that are super trendy, a couple Australian places are doing it now. The idea is to go to is to go in and say, hey, you know what, we're going to have this place, it's going to be staffed by a nurse,
right,
or a doctor,
right?
Where are those places going to be? Where does this funding come from? So ultimately, I think this is going to end up being paid for by you and I, for people to take illegal drugs. And it's just to take illegal drugs, but it is to, well, you know, save them from overdoses. It emboldens, I think, people who are users to be able to say, I can do this, and then I can be safe about it, and I won't be busted. I can do this out in the open. And it almost normalizes it. And here's the problem. You and I both know that heroin is an issue. You don't have to convince me that heroin's not, that heroin's an issue. We both know the problem that we have here in the state of Utah, thanks to prescription drugs that then later turn into heroin use. But this is actually brought up by – the proposal is actually by a delegate there in the state of Maryland.
Who's a medical doctor, by the way.
Yeah, he's an MD, and he says – and when they say delegate, this is – that's their version of like a state representative.
A state legislator,
So this is a person bringing a bill forward to have these safe rooms or these shoot-up rooms for somebody to be there so that a licensed professional could be there to watch them shoot up and make sure that they're not overdosing. This would eventually fall on the shoulders of the government. I don't like it, but this is the sound from the Baltimore delegate, Dan Moraim. That's how I heard somebody pronounce it earlier, who's the author of all this. This is what he said, because the war on drugs has failed, according to him.
However well-intentioned, after 50-plus years, I think it's time to declare that this is a policy that is not working. I mean, it's supposed to have reduced violence and drug addiction. It's done neither of those.
Yeah.
Okay, so obviously this is the guy who's given the proposal.
Right.
And so the war on drugs hasn't worked. So we better provide places for people that – Ethan, the reality is more drug deaths happen inside of private homes than happen on the street. That is something I looked at today and I went – because in one of the stories I read where they said that, hey, you know what? This is something that happens way more in the private homes, way more behind closed doors. Instead of basically – making it an acceptable thing that a homeless person, a street user, would be, that's the only person that this would benefit. There's no person who uses it in secret who'd go, you know what, I'm going to use a shoot-up room because I want to get that antidote for the overdose.
Just because...
And that I have to pay for.
Well, hold on a second. Because I dispute your assertion that only homeless people would use such a facility. I think that...
Sorry. One out of 14 wouldn't be homeless.
Well, no.
Back to you.
Well, but you're right. Most of this stuff will happen in a private residence. But it's something where I think that if you could kind of get the word out in the addict community, you could bring them out of their homes and bring them to a place where there could be medical intervention. And I think that the point here is not that to become pro-addiction. I don't think anyone would become pro-addiction. And I don't think that Dr. Moraim is pro-addiction. What he's looking to do is reduce the number of overdose deaths, because you cannot treat someone's addiction if they're dead. And here's what Dr. Moraim had to say on his concept of reducing overdose deaths.
In places in the world that have these kinds of facilities, they've reduced the overdose death rate essentially to zero, or almost zero.
And so it seems to me that we can both be against addiction and fight addiction, and also pragmatically save the life of an addict in hopes that, you know, we can clean them up. And you know what? Maybe they live the rest of their life as an addict, but at least we can give them a chance. You know, at least there's hope, because once they die that terrible death, whether alone in their apartment or alone or with others on the streets, others who are unable to help them, once they die that terrible, lonely death, there's no help for them. So you may as well have them in a situation where you can intervene and you can save their life.
But you know what else has reduced the deaths? You know what else has reduced deaths, overdose deaths particularly, and drug-related deaths? You know what else has done it?
What?
Legalizing drugs, which is also where a lot of these places have gone that direction. And we are not going to legalize drugs just because it reduces the amount of people that it kills. We are not going to reduce... we're not going to make it legal. We're not going to basically open up this thing as an... this is not a resource for actual treatment. And you are a big treatment person, Ethan.
This is not treatment at all. It's not.
All it is is standing by, waiting to give you the quote-unquote EpiPen of drug use so that you don't overdose. And so people, what do? They go, I'll be fine. I can get this free health care. Because what happens? Someone overdoses. They get an ambulance. They get the antidote applied to them, whatever.
Yeah, I don't know where
these safe rooms end up being. Yeah, that is what we do. But what we don't do is allow for there to be a public space that is using public money so that we can allow people to use illegal drugs because, well, people do it anyway. Here's the thing I hated the most about this guy's argument.
All right.
Again, this is the Baltimore, their equivalent of like a state representative. And Baltimore, if you've ever seen The Wire, has got real heroin issues. This is the thing I can't stand, and this is what he said about how we're going to solve it. You got to come up with your own ideas if you don't have a good one.
If people like these ideas, great. And if they don't, come up with others. We cannot pat ourselves on the back for what we've been doing because the numbers are clearly gone in the wrong direction. It's time for something different.
Alex, you clearly took that statement personally, but he's kind of right. I mean, he's got an idea, and he's trying to sell it to us.
And it's a bad idea. Well, I get it. It's a bad idea a guy. And just because you throw the word doctor in front of it, I'm not going to be on board with that either.
But Alex, you got to consider the fact that similar programs do save lives in other parts of the world, and they do it for the very pragmatic reason of setting aside the addiction, what can we do to intervene and save lives? And you deal with those things separately. You know what I mean? And you don't force death as the consequence or the ultimate treatment of addiction. You say,
we're going to spend money on this.
We can save lives and we can treat the addiction.
If we're going to save lives on this, if we're going to spend money on it, then why don't we have a doctor standing by at an inpatient facility? Why don't we have a doctor standing by somewhere else? Not a place where you can bring your drugs in and it's safe to take your drugs, buddy, because we understand it's hard to give it up. So we just want to make sure you don't die.